Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you know, you do need to get information. You really do. I mean, I tell you this all the time, and I know you know that. I'm not trying to browbeat you, really not. But you really do need to get the information. Make sure you're not spewing those party. God, I hate when they do it on the other side. Hate it. And you don't need to do it. We're better than that. All this hate that you see going down, don't buy into it. Don't get sucked into it, as they say. You know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, unemployment numbers. I was talking to a CPA today. And he is amazed. Now, he doesn't dislike Trump, so don't take it the wrong way. But he's amazed that Trump's been able to pull this off. And he gave credit to Trump. He's not a never-Trumper, but he's not a Trump. He's like a Trump-liker. Do you know what I mean? Lukewarm-liker. But when we were talking about the economy, talking about the unemployment rates, he said, this is just astonishing that shutting down businesses, we've got places folding up, we've got places going away. And he said that the fact that the economy is still making a comeback, still roaring and running strong, is unheard of. And then on top of that, when you look at where unemployment's at, and that more jobs, again, more people went back to work. How could that be happening? You know, the left had to start screaming, or Joe Biden had to start backing off some of his crazy ideas, right? Well, if they tell me to shut it down, I'll have to shut it down. Well, they're going to tell you to shut it down. I mean, that's what Fauci's been screaming all along, isn't he? So, again, you look at this. You look at what's happening. You look at how the left has just gone off the rails. Come on. Some of you listen to the show, I know you're Democrats. You're listening because you're irritated at me. You're trying to catch me doing something nasty. But give it some serious thought. How is it that your club, your side, your tribe, for the last 4 months, has been saying that these riots, that they're not violent at all? While there's fires going on in buildings and cars and cops are being beat up and 82-year-old women in walkers are being pounded on, now there's no violence. And then, when Don Lemon decides to let you know, hey, we got a problem here, the polls are showing that the violence is hurting us. The violence that actually isn't happening, that we haven't been reporting on, is actually hurting us. Now think about that. And then it's not a matter of the violence is hurting people, the violence is hurting cities, the violence is keeping jobs from coming back. No, it's hurting us, the Democrats. It's hurting Joe Biden in the polls. That's all they cared about. It's all they do care about, frankly. And that's what, and that's how we're going to deal with this now? I mean, come on, let that sink in for a second. That's what's getting them rolling. So then over the weekend, somehow, the switch gets flicked in the Democrat Party. And then fake news sources where this violence has got to stop and Donald Trump has to stop calling it out. Well, I think we've had if you really think about this for a minute, how many in the Democrat Party have called for violence? You have Schumer, Pelosi. I'll play the clip later. But you have Schumer, Pelosi, Maxine Waters. I mean, we can go on and on. Kamala Harris. We need to have, you know, uprisings in the streets. This violence will continue until we get what we want. So is that how we're going to do it now? If the president that you don't want, if the congressman, if the person you wanted doesn't get voted in, is that what you do now? You set the place ablaze, you beat up on people, you do all that stuff? I'm asking because I don't know the answer, apparently. Give that some thought. It is amazing to me that you, on the left, are allowing people, you know, you call Donald Trump, President Trump, a liar. Consummate liar. A consistent liar. And yet, Joe Biden, really, he has flip-flopped more than a set of flip-flops at a dryer set on high. Right? I mean, think about it. You go back, that's why they hate the internet. They hate the fact that we can find these things on them going way back. But Joe Biden has been all over the map. He's been openly racist, but they won't say that. Now, Kamala Harris said it during the primaries, and so did others, but all of a sudden, nothing, crickets. It's okay now. All is forgiven. Why? Because he chose a black woman for VP. And you on the left are such hypocrites when it comes to this stuff. I mean, you chose an old white guy for president. That's what you did. And you scream about diversity. This is great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come back. I'm going to teach you again. Dan Pilla joins me. Love this guy. Saved me a ton of money. Will save you a ton of money. But listen to the gotchas you want to stay away from. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. With me on the air in the chat room. Let me just get to them. I mean, seriously, when it comes to taxes, when it comes to dealing with your taxes, issues and headaches you might have, some of you may have a small business, some of you might be on unemployment, you really need to get informed. I mean, I'm surprised at how many people just might be bit by this. Seriously. We're back at it again. Always love when I have this guy on with me. I mean, there are some things that
You really usually can't make exciting. You can't make interesting. Taxes is usually just fearful, not interesting. But this guy changes all that around. And you need simple information so you know what to do and how not to get caught. Dan Pella joins me, as he does every couple of weeks. I refer to him as the tax man. If you want to know what you need to do, you can head up to his website, taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan Pella, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Joe. How are you doing?
Very good. You know, I told you I got a bunch of questions for you. One of the things that the most common one right now is everybody is so worried. You know, they've had a long time to file their taxes. Some of them still haven't filed their taxes. But they're so concerned that if a certain person gets in, there may not be this big tax holiday that they think they're going to get from Donald Trump. This would really be a major issue to small businesses if they don't get a break at the end of this year, won't it?
Well, I don't know what you mean by a certain person gets in. Let me clarify. You talked about simplicity and clarification. Mm-hmm. If Joe Biden is elected, then what's going to happen? And this is not a speculation. He's made it perfectly clear what he intends to do if he's elected,
yep.
And that is to repeal all of the various provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was the Trump tax relief statute that was passed in 2017, took effect in 2018, which equated to, Joe, a massive tax cut for businesses, but not just businesses. The bottom 80% of income earners in the United States, that is to say the poorest 80%, got a tax cut under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It was only the top 20% of income earners, Joe, that either saw no change in their tax liability or saw their taxes increase for one reason or another. So this line that we hear in the media all the time, and it's just repeated with monotonous regularity, that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was quote unquote tax cuts for the rich, is demonstrably false. It's absolutely false. Every organization that's analyzed, truly went through line by line the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which I did, by the way, and I did a detailed analysis of the law in my own newsletter. But the Tax Foundation looked at it. A number of these public policy think tanks, quote unquote think tanks, looked at this law and all came to the same conclusion that the tax cuts under the Jobs Act occurred for the bottom 80% of income earners. That's the mass of people in the United States, of course, are in the bottom 80% of income earners. So the bottom four quintiles are the ones that got the benefits. And Joe Biden has absolutely vowed and promised, and Kamala Harris the same thing, vowed and promised when they were on the debate platform trying to get the nomination, that they would abolish the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So make no mistake about this. If that team is elected, your taxes are going up, period.
I couldn't have put it that way. That was easy to understand. Look, tax cuts for businesses, and people don't realize that that is mom and pop places. You know, they want to demonize these people. They really should. You know, you talked about the poorest 80% that got a cut. Yeah, you heard the media at the time screaming that 65% of those people didn't see any money come back. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. They didn't pay in as much in taxes, did they?
Well, yeah. What happened, Joe? And this was just so deceptive. And the media is just so doggone irresponsible about this. In fact, I wrote an article on this when that pot was boiling. That was published, I believe National Review published that article that went out everywhere, that talked about how false and misleading the news reports were, that people aren't, you know, quote unquote, getting as big a refund as they otherwise would have, and that's proof positive that their taxes went up under the Jobs Act instead of going down. Well, what I pointed out in my article was that as soon as the Jobs Act was passed into law, the IRS changed all the withholding tables, Joe. So less money was taken out of your paycheck every single month or week, whatever your pay period is, so that the IRS didn't have as much of your money by the time you filed the tax return. You had that money in your pocket where it belonged, and American taxpayers had the power to use that money how they wished because it was already in their paychecks by the time they filed their tax returns. That's why, and there's two deceptions here. Number one is that. That's the reason that, that tax refunds were down. But the fact of the, but the fact of the matter is by the time all the returns were filed, we're talking about 2018 returns now. So this was research that was done in 2019, about a year ago. By the time all the returns were in, we're talking about now by, you know, plus or minus the end of May, the data showed that the refunds, you know, by the time all this got mixed in, that the refunds were down. Yes, they were down, but only by a couple of $100s, less than about 7 or 8% difference from the year before. So the refunds were almost unchanged. But people had more money in their pockets to begin with. So, Joe, these people are so deceptive. And here's what the problem is. The tax laws are so confusing. Congress has now gotten us to the point where we got more than 4 million words in the Internal Revenue Code that have been changed more than 5,900 times just since 2003 alone. And that doesn't even include the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, all right? It doesn't even include that. So the tax laws are so confusing that the average person, Jane and Joe American, have no capacity to evaluate the truth of the statements that these people put out. And unless you're drilling into this stuff every single day, and not just superficially but deep, you have no capacity to respond to this crap. And so when these liars put out this tax cut for the rich mantra, no one is, the media just simply repeats it as if it's gospel, and then nobody has the capacity to evaluate it and disprove it.
I get the biggest kick out of some of these people when, you know, Nancy Pelosi is screaming about the tax cuts for the rich, and I'm thinking to myself, she's teed off because she can't write off as much because she owns property in California. Of course she's upset, you know. And she doesn't own a little piece of property. She owns a big piece of property right on the beach.
Now she lives in the San Francisco area.
Right on the bay.
So my question to you, Joe, is what is her house worth? Do you have any clue?
Oh, I think the last time I did a story on it, it was...
lots of money. That's what it's worth. You hear more about this at the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on all Americans to be safe this Labor Day holiday weekend.
We need everybody to be careful, to apply common sense, and do all of the things that we've
told you to do as quickly as much as you can. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has increased after the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends as some Americans celebrate. The government's job report released on Friday shows the sharpest drop in unemployment from July to August by race was among Hispanic women and black men, while by education it was those with less than a high school diploma that saw the biggest employment gains. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. Get back to it. Dave Pilla, the tax man. There's no other way to put it.
Dan Pilla, the tax man here. Check him out at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. You know, the IRS doesn't have to send a chill up your spine if you know you have resources as well to deal with. And you know, Dan is always available. When you check out the website, you know, his books, How to Get Tax Amnesty, The IRS Problem Solver, Small Business Tax Guide. I mean, there's a whole bunch of books that can help you out. And with the, when you buy a book, you do get, Dan, I'm going to screw this up. So if they buy a book, they get a 15-minute consult with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You buy any book off my website, doesn't matter what the price of the book is, any book off my website, Joe, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me personally. Not staff, not a secretary, me personally.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And we were talking about the rich in Congress. I mean, they... You know, I don't even know how they say they can relate to us. It's been so long since they've been near us. Joe Biden, what, almost 50 years in Congress? It's just amazing to me where these guys, and you asked me how much money they make. They make an average of $184 a year, plus they get little perks and per diems and such. But Nancy, she gets like an extra $30,000 for being Speaker of the House.
Yeah, okay, so let's say she's making 200 grand a year, 210, 220, somewhere in there, and she gets per diem, and so she's, you know, she's not paying a lot of expenses, and okay, that's fine. So far, so good. You tell me, so now you're gonna lose at least 35%, 40% of your income to taxes, federal, state, and local. So now let's say that the number that she's living off of is 100, you know, let's say it's even 100 and let's say it's even $120,000 a year. I haven't done the math in my head even, but let's just say it's 125 grand a year. Tell me how you amass an estate of $12 million after 20, 25 years in Congress. I mean, come on. This is insane where these people are getting their money from.
You don't need a sixth grade education to figure this out, people. You know, it really is not that hard. So, all right, let me get to some of the questions I got from our last conversation. We talked a little bit about taxes on unemployment. And people really, really woke up at least a dozen, a half a dozen people on that one. They said, like, wow, you know, well, as I get my unemployment, it's barely enough to pay my bills, and now I need to have them take taxes out. And I said, well, I don't know, but I would imagine you don't want to get hit with that at the end of the year. You know,
I mean, here's what you got to do. You got to think of unemployment compensation as wage replacement income. That's what it is. I lost my job for this reason or that reason through no fault of my own, and so I'm unable to get another job right away, and so I need this unemployment compensation. What is the unemployment compensation doing? It's replacing your wage income, certainly at a lesser value, no question about that, and for a fixed period of time, no doubt about that either, but it's still wage replacement income. Right. If you'd gone out and gotten a job, let's say you lose your job making $6,000 a month, and 2 weeks later you go get a job making $4,000 a month, you know, just as an interim situation. You know it's only stopgap and you're going to get a big job later on. Well, your wage income at $4,000 a month is just as taxable as your wage income at $6,000 a month.
Yep.
And so that's exactly what happens with the unemployment compensation. It's wage replacement and it's taxable. Now, there is a provision in the law to exclude a certain amount of it. I believe the number is $2,500. So I think, and I haven't looked at this in a while, Joe, but it's something that's easily checked. The first, let's just say $2,500 of your unemployment compensation is not taxed, but everything over that is taxed at your normal tax bracket. So if you're in a, let's say you're just in a 10% bracket, so, and, you know, your unemployment compensation is taxed at that rate.
Yeah, and again, that caught some people off guard that weren't paying. You know, you're in a tough way. You're getting money. You don't really think these things all the way through.
Sure.
One guy says, you know, he has child care. Him and his ex-spouse, they parted amicably. I have to learn how to spell the word before I say it. Yeah, that's the word. There you go. All right, you said it for me. I'm good with that. So, anyway, he's paying child care. And so she got settled. He paid the first, it wasn't court ordered, but he paid the first 6 months of her housing, you know, her down payment and what have you. Can he write that off as child care?
No. No, he can't. No, first of all, the child care expenses per se are limited to the nature of the expense that you're paying. Normally the child care expenses involve, what you might call babysitter fees or outside third party child care fees where you put a person, you put a child into this daycare facility specifically so that you can go to work. Those expenses are deductible within limits, but just paying money to the child's mother because the child's mother's unemployed and you're helping the child's mother, you know, over these financial humps doesn't constitute child care expenses typically.
Can you gift it? I've heard you talk about gifting.
Well, you can gift it, but you don't get a deduction for a gift, Joe, unless the gift is made to a qualified charitable organization. I'll just give you some advice, Joe. You can give me a gift of, let's say, $10,000,
all right,
and that's fine. I would graciously take the money and say thank you, Joe, very much. It's not taxable income to me as a gift, but neither is it a deduction to you. Now, on the other hand, if you take that same $10,000 and you give it to a qualified church or charitable organization that qualifies as a 501c3 exempt organization, then you get the deduction for it. So simply giving the money to your spouse, there's not a gift tax liability on that, or an income tax liability on that for the spouse that receives it, but it's not a deduction.
Right. Okay. So let me see. Oh, renegotiated credit card debt, where they've negotiated it down from, I don't know, $10,000 in my head, $10,000 down to $2,000. The $8,000, taxable?
Well, it depends on the situation. The default rule in the Internal Revenue Code is that tax, the default rule in the Internal Revenue Code is that debt forgiveness constitutes taxable income. So under your scenario, I owed the credit card company $10,000. They settled for $2,000. I walked away from $8,000. That $8,000 is typically classified as taxable income. Now, you're going to ask me why that is, and we can discuss that, and it's important to discuss it so people understand. However, there are a series of exemptions or exceptions to the rule. And I'll tell you this, Joe, there are so many exceptions that almost under no circumstances do people get clobbered with it if they know how to assert the exceptions. I wrote a book called How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness, specifically on this question, because the book came out in 2012 or 2013 on the heels of the recession between 2008 and 2012, 2013, right in that period of time. You remember this, Joe, there were tens of millions of bankruptcies that were filed.
Oh, yeah.
Tens of millions of people lost their homes. Millions of people lost cars and were dealing with credit card debt and all that sort of thing. So this was a massive crisis at the time, and there's still a hangover from it today. And so I wrote that book specifically to deal with that issue. So the short answer is yes, it's taxable. However, there are so many exceptions to the rule that if you understand the exceptions, almost never do you get clobbered by it.
Wow. All right, so real quick, about a minute. So it would fall the same being taxed on debt that's wiped out through a BK, correct? Same,
yeah, exactly,
premise.
Right. And in fact, that's one of the exceptions to the statute. If your debt was extinguished by a bankruptcy, then that extinguished debt does not constitute income. All right, the most common exception to the rule, Joe, is, and you don't even have to file a bankruptcy to establish this, is insolvency. That is to say, if you are insolvent at the time of the debt forgiveness, the debt forgiveness income is not taxable to the extent of the insolvency. So insolvency is very simple. It's the difference between the fair market value of the assets you have and subtract the liabilities that you have. That's your level of insolvency or not. So, for example, if you got $50,000 worth of debt and your only asset's a $10,000 car that's paid for, if you sell all your assets, the car, you don't have enough money to pay your debt, the $50,000. All right? Therefore, you are insolvent by the difference. Car's worth 10, the debt's worth 50, you're insolvent by $40,000. So if you get credit card debt forgiveness of, let's say, 20, and you're insolvent by 40, not a dime of the 20 grand is taxable.
God, this is why they have to call you. Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com, people. You know, 4 million words. Most of us can't get through a book with 180 pages, for God's sake. So you really got to get through this. Hey, when we come back, we're going to flip the coin. We're going to be on the business side of the coin. We got a lot of questions about that as well. And some of them I already know the answer to. Listen to Real.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, let's get right back to it because I want you to hear this whole interview. We're all guilty of screwing up our taxes, but you don't have to be. We're back at it again with Dan Pella, the tax man, as far as I'm concerned. And again, if you head over to his website, Tax Help Online, Tax Help Online. Now, I got to be careful because there's plenty of sponsors on our network, but I really do have to tell you that in reading stories and hearing about other people and my personal involvement with Dan, that he is the tax man. I got to tell you. And I appreciate everything he's done. But if you head over to the website, he's got books there. Yes, it's okay to read. And, you know, we're still reading, whether you, some of you like to read off your Kindle, but it's okay to touch real paper and actually read it. He's got How to Get Tax Amnesty, How to Win Your Tax Audit, The IRS Problem Solver, Small Business Tax. There's so many books there. Grab one that you need. And we're going to touch a little bit on the business side of the world. Dan, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Joe.
All right, listen, you know, what's the big whoop here? So I'm paying my employees in cash. I go to the bank. I pull cash out of the ATM machine, or I write a check for cash, and I dole out the cash to the boys because they'd rather have the cash. What could go wrong?
Well, you know, listen. make a list. First of all, there's nothing illegal about paying anybody in cash, right? There's no law that says you have to pay your employees with a check or, you know, in some sort of electronic means. You don't have to do it. All right. What you have to do, however, is you got to pay the employment taxes on the wages, and you have to do the wage withholding. That's the key. So if I'm paying, so let's say you're paying an employee $5,000 a month, and the employee insists that I'm not working for you unless I get cash. Okay, fine. That doesn't mean that the employee is not on a payroll. That doesn't mean that when you pay the $5,000 that you are not going to undergo the withholding that's required. Okay? So the employee has a responsibility to pay their employment taxes, or their income taxes, I should say, through wage withholding. You as the employer have the responsibility to hold that back. So let's just say that's just to make the math simple, 20%. So you got to withhold $1,000 for that. Then the employee has a tax obligation for Social Security and Medicare equal to 7.65%. So just round the numbers up. Let's just say it's another 10%. So now you've got a responsibility to withhold 30% of the $5,000 and pay the employee the difference, and then deposit with the IRS the taxes that you withheld. Then as the employer, you must match the 7.5%, all right? That's a tax that comes out of your pocket, 7.65%. So as long as you do all of that stuff, and then at the end of the year, you got to report to the IRS the fact that you paid this employee X dollars and withheld all these various amounts, federal, state, and Social Security and all the rest of that, you report all that to the IRS, the fact that you paid cash is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. The problem, Joe, is that when you're paying cash to employees, the employers are almost never doing any of that stuff. That's where the issue comes in.
No, you're right. I know, I know how they operate. But, you know, you touched on something that most people really don't know about, and that is that, to a degree, your employer matches your taxes, don't they, to the government?
Well, it's not to a degree, Joe. It's precisely to the penny that employers have to match the Social Security and Medicare taxes that the employee pays. So when the employer, let's just do the math here very quickly. Let's say the employer is paying you $1,000 a month. All right, at $1,000 a month, the employee has a Social Security tax liability equal to 7.65%. All right, so $76.50 is what that is. All right, let me do that again just to make sure. 0.0765. $76.50 comes out of the employee's paycheck for their Social Security and Medicare. Then the employer has to match that penny for penny. So the real economic cost of Social Security and Medicare benefits to the employee is 15.5%, because when employers budget for employees, they take into account the fact that they have to pay Social Security and Medicare taxes on these people. So the true economic cost to the employee of that Social Security is 15.3%. There's no question about that. Now you add that to the employee's income tax liability, and let's just say that's 10%. All right, so, or 15% is probably more accurate. So let's just say that's 15% on average, probably a little higher, but let's just say 15%. Now what's happening is that employees' tax liability is north of 30% for their federal taxes.
Whoa.
Now add the state taxes into that, and then the local taxes on top of it.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's and these guys that are running small businesses, and again, I run across a lot of these guys that start off with real sloppy accounting, and I get it. You know, they want to do their work; they really don't want to do the accounting portion of it. But there's so many programs out there that make it, you know, simple or simpler for you to do these kind of things. It's really not much of an excuse today for not having your not having a handle on these kind of
things. Critical. It's always been critical, Joe, that that small business people keep track of their records. And I have a sort of a running. It's not so much a joke as it is an observation. It's certainly not funny for the guy that's in trouble with the IRS. But construction workers in particular, I'll say, that their filing system is typically the floor of the front seat of their truck.
Yep.
You know, where they take their receipts and they just throw them in the truck and they end up on the floor, and 8 months later they've got all these crinkled and dirty and ripped and torn and faded receipts, and now they're going to try to make some sense out of that, and they can't.
No.
Nobody in their right mind wants to be an accountant unless you've got a mind for accounting. I'm not an accountant. I don't even want to do accounting. But the point is, you cannot function in America today in any sort of successful business if you don't have your bookkeeping in order. You simply can't do it.
No, you're exactly right. When do you – I'm going to skip some of these questions because you just answered a bunch of them. When do you make the jump from self-employed or having your own company to a LLC or a corporation? I mean, is there a number? Is there a at what point does it make more sense to have a corporation?
Well, there isn't a magic number, and there isn't a magic type of business. The question is, you got to look at the totality of your circumstances. And with respect to a corporation, for example, the first consideration, in my mind, would not be a numerical consideration from the standpoint of gross revenue or anything like that. I would be looking more particularly at the potential for individual liability for failures. All right. So if you're an engineer building bridges, if you're an architect building buildings, if you're a doctor doing heart surgery, and there's, you know, the potential for this personal liability for failures or oversights or neglect or negligence or any of those types of things, you would certainly want to look into the possibility of a corporation. Do you want to have partners or investors in that situation? Very few people are ever going to invest money into a sole proprietorship where you sit down with your investor and you say, you know, here's what I'm going to do and here's how I'm going to do it. An investor with any sense, with any foresight, is going to say, well, you know, we need to set up a corporation, and I need to get an ownership interest in the corporation in the form of shares, or I need to get a bond and a note for making a loan, and I want this kind of security for it. So the first question is the business considerations, and then we look at the tax issues after that. Do you have employees? If you've already got employees, then it makes the jump to a corporation a little easier, because where the number one area where small business people get tripped up, Joe, with a corporation, let's say a subchapter S corporation, is if you are the sole owner of that corporation, even if you are the sole owner of that corporation, you have the responsibility, you are considered by federal tax law as a statutory employee. That means as a shareholder working for the corporation, you are an employee of the corporation, and the corporation must treat you as an employee, that is to say, withhold the income taxes, withhold the Social Security taxes like we talked about a minute ago, match those Social Security taxes, pay that stuff into the IRS, file the employment tax returns, 940s and 941s. You got to do all of that stuff, Joe, or you run into problems with compliance. All right, in my book, Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, I have a chapter in there, it's chapter 3, that lays out all the considerations, the pros and cons of every single one of these business entities. A lot of people don't even know what an LLC is. I talk to clients all the time and say, well, why do you have an LLC? I don't know. My brother-in-law said it's a good idea. So I went on the website and his Secretary of State set up an LLC. They don't even know what it is. All right. That's a mistake. You need to know what these entities are, what they do, how they can help you, how they don't help you. And I've got all of this laid out in chapter 3 of the Small Business Tax Guide, step by step, so you understand the entities and what the pros and cons are of each and every one of them.
All right, real quick, let's a little tease here. What's the coming tsunami? What's the biggest thing that you think are going to catch a little gotcha for small businesses coming up in this tax cycle here?
Well, I don't know about this tax cycle, but I can see on the horizon here, Joe. Well, there's two things, really. The number one thing is these PPP loans that are now, we're starting the forgiveness process for PPP loans, and the Small Business Administration has made it clear that they're going to be looking at the requirement of the borrower to establish.
You know what? You're going to have to go to Dan's website, okay? That's the best way to do it. Grab one of his books. Ask him for help. There are so many gotchas that I don't want you to get in trouble with. They are looking for money, and they're going to get it from you.
Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Lots more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.